Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
We're back live, ladies and gentlemen, into the third hour. We now have a fourth hour carried by the GCN Radio Network. This transmission is live from 11 a.m. until 3 p.m. Central Standard Time, right here on the one, the only GCN Radio Network. The video cam will go live in 30 minutes for PrisonPlanet.tv members. The document cam, the guest cam, the cam on me. We're going to have George Butler tell you all about him, a great guy who's going to be in studio with us. Genesis talk show host, fellow Austinite. And we're going to have British We Are Change on in the next week about a new film they're making. But we have Irish We Are Change coming on, who made international headlines last week. And I just, there's so much going on, I can't get track of it all. I learned this morning that, because I check We Are Change about once a week, that's a lot for me because I'm so busy, and found out there was international headlines that there's supposedly a evil, wicked attack gang now, supposedly attacked a member of the European Parliament. And I haven't talked to them yet. They're just set up. We'll find out what really happened from the wicked culprits in 5 minutes. Remember, if you don't have a PrisonPlanet.tv membership, it's 15 cents a day, and your 15 cent a day monthly membership, or get a yearly and get it even cheaper, at 3 months free, makes this show possible. Now, the audio's free on your AM and FM dial, the internet at Infowars.com, but if you're a PrisonPlanet.tv member, you don't just get my book, Paul Watson's book, all 18 of my films in super high quality, hundreds of other documentaries and clips we've been authorized to put up, my weekly TV report, my Sunday show videotapes. You now get the Overdrive, fourth hour. Sometimes we turn the cam on earlier when we have guests in studio, and you get that as well. Then we post those in the archive for you to watch them when you'd like. So if you don't have a PrisonPlanet.tv membership, I suggest you take advantage of that today. Okay, before we go any further, eFoods Direct also makes this broadcast possible. That's in my news stack, mainstream news, admitting that Costco and others are already reporting food shortages and rationing of food. You can't make this type of stuff up. He's been saying this for a year, our sponsor, and I believed he believed it, but I couldn't believe it would get this bad this quick. I just thought prices would go up 30-40%, which they've now done. This is far worse, and I suggest you get food in now. Their prices are about to go up, and they're having trouble even keeping supplies up. I mean, it's getting bad. 1-800-409-5633, 1-800-409-5633, or huge banners at the top of Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com, eFoodsDirect.com. There's also really high-quality green food called Inner Food. I've tried a lot of green foods and didn't like them. They either had herbs that made me sick, or they all gave me stomach aches. This doesn't. Two little scoops a morning in my orange juice. Tastes good with the orange juice. Doesn't taste good by itself. It's 20 superfoods together, 100% absorption. It's not like your vitamins where you don't absorb a lot of it. 1-866-762-9238. Tell them Alex Jones sent you to get 10% off. 1-866-762-9238. Or go to innerfood.com. The banner on Infowars.com to Inner Health Botanicals gives you 10% off when you go through that link. By linking through, it takes you to a page where you get 10% off on their whole line of products. Innerfood.com or 1-866-762-9238. And finally, making this broadcast possible are the great folks at New Vitality. Huge banner on Infowars.com. You can't miss. Hundreds of products. One of the most respected vitamin companies and mineral companies out there. They've got a wide range of products. One of them is Aloe Ease, Colon and Body Cleanse. Aloe Vera is just so amazing. 1-800-569-4056. Specially formulated to really detoxify you. 1-800-569-4056. Aloe Ease, Colon and Body Cleanser. Check out the banner on Infowars.com to NewVitality.com. We'll be right back. Our beloved republic is on her knees. The forces of globalism are destroying national sovereignty worldwide. But in liberty's darkest hour, there is hope. For the first time in modern history, the people are beginning to wake up. It is essential that patriots worldwide accelerate their fellow man's understanding of the New World Order Master Plan. We have a short time frame to fully awaken and energize the people to meet this threat. In the InfoWar, PrisonPlanet.tv is a powerful weapon in the battle to regain our freedom. PrisonPlanet.tv is a vault of forbidden information. All 18 of my documentary films can be downloaded or streamed in super high quality directly to your computer or iPhone and shared with others. Thousands of special video reports, from tainted vaccines to martial law, can be found in this online video library. My weekly news television broadcast, thousands of exclusive audio interviews, and so much more. The InfoWar is waiting for you to set it free. Join PrisonPlanet.tv. Burn the info bombs to disk. Put them on the file-sharing networks. Bring down the New World Order. PrisonPlanet.tv.
More than 700 chemicals have been found in our drinking water. And did you know that you have greater exposure to these chemicals while taking hot showers than when drinking the water? That's because many chemicals are inhaled when they evaporate and others are absorbed into the skin. The KDF Dual Media Shower Filter works with both hot and cold water and is designed to reduce chlorine, lead, mercury, and iron, and it inhibits the growth of bacteria, mold, algae, and fungus. The KDF Dual Media Shower Filter typically lasts 10,000 gallons or 1 year, whichever comes first. Hospitals, restaurants, and water treatment facilities use this media to reduce chlorine, iron, heavy metals, and bacteria. What about you? Order your KDF Shower Filter normally, $49 for our special price of only $39.99 with free shipping. Call the Berkey Guy and order now by calling 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or simply click on the banner at GCNLive.com to order online now.
If your body isn't feeling too well these days, you're going to start taking this hemp, I say. Go to hempusa.org. You may not like what I'm about to say, but you know I'm going to say it anyway. The government doesn't want the best for you. They keep you down, they keep you blue. They starve your body for all its nutrients. They won't let you grow industrial hemp. It really doesn't make any kind of sense when it's so healthy for the world and useful for you, my friends. I hope Mr. Bush will hear this song, for the heart of America wants this one. Go to hempusa.org. If you're a truther, an anarchist, or renegade, you only want things that God has made, go to hempusa.org. We offer free shipping anywhere in the States. Go to hempusa.org.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
Okay, major breaking news right now. Major breaking news. Paul Watson, Kurt Nimmo, Steve Watson, Aaron Dykes, calling all cars. We have got to get a report out on this, just as I predicted here in the office and a little bit at the first of the show, because we've seen this MO before. I just learned this morning that We Are Change Ireland, because I've seen about 10 of their videos or more, where they forcefully but politely, you know, yell at Bill Clinton from 50 feet away. You got to yell, hey, why are you part of the Bilderberg Group? Why are you in Ireland trying to sell out our sovereignty? And they go to other events and talk to them. We Are Change UK does the same thing. You Are Change Netherlands. So I know these guys. We've interviewed them two or three times, three times on air. I've watched all their videos, and the We Are Change creed is to be nonviolent. And when I read, Now, Keith tried to get a hold of me for 6 days. He says he emailed us. We missed it. That's why if you're in an emergency, you got to call this office. If you're in an emergency with We Are Change, need our help, you got to call Luke. Tell him to call me. This is huge news. BBC, MSNBC, just hundreds of papers. The major Belfast papers, just all over the news. Terrorist attack, member of European Parliament, anti-EU criminal gang attacks, deadly assault, covert ninjas. But then I noticed that in all the articles, you can read them all at wearechange.org. They've got some of them posted. You'll notice it said police didn't arrest anybody when they came on scene. And I went, wait a minute, if they would have actually assaulted this guy, they would have arrested him. And I know how these parliamentarians and government people are. I didn't want to say it until I talked to the eyewitnesses. This piece of crap grabbed on them and grabbed one of them by the face. So they shoved him down, then he jumped up to attack again, and they physically restrained him. Now, what does the scumbag BBC Bankerone do who, remember, they won't let the British vote on EU expansion. They swore they'd be able to for a decade. Then last month, 2 months ago, they go ahead and sign on to EU expansion, bringing England into the EU. No due process, no nothing. Same thing, France, others vote against it. They're told you're not allowed to leave. They had a 50-year anniversary of the EU. Oh, thought it just started 8 years ago. Just like we're already in the North American Union. They'll tell us in a few years, you know, we'll have the 10-year anniversary of it before the public even know it exists. It started March 23rd, 2005, ladies and gentlemen, officially signed. North American Union. Excuse me. We've got our guest. The point is, I talked to him during the break. It is exactly as we knew, and it turns out they've got video. This is a total emergency. Let me guess. I bet the video's already up. I just didn't know about it. This is incredible headlines. Anti-EU gang assaults Irish member of parliament. Another headline here says the same thing. Shaken following attack. And this creature attacked them. Keith Byrne, who we've interviewed before here on the show. Unbelievable. Just tell people exactly what happened. Tell us who this troll is. And now they've run MSNBC, AP, you name it, a massive disinfo op, and I missed it for 7 days. Go ahead.
Hi, Alex. Well, the guy that's claiming we assault him, his name, Funches de Rossa, and he is a member of Labour Party in Ireland, and he's actually in the European Parliament. So we turned up to the Labour Party, and they were kind of promoting a yes campaign on this Lisbon Treaty / Constitution. And we were in the crowd, and we were kind of like asking questions, and it got emotional, and people were kind
By the way, the papers all report that. They say that the vicious terror group was in the crowd asking mean questions. Go ahead.
Yeah, and we were asking questions, and we were kind of being emotional and, you know, showing our opposition towards the treaty. And basically, we were outside bullhorning and handing out flyers and just informing people about the threat of the Lisbon Treaty. And Princess de Rossa came outside. Now, he said that we were screaming at him with a bullhorn, which never happened. We weren't screaming at him with a bullhorn. I said two words to him through the bullhorn, and then I walked over towards him and I started asking him questions. I said, why did you do it? And I said, we all know. So from that then, we started to walk. And you can clearly see that we're not being aggressive. We're walking with him, and we're just asking questions. And
there's a video. Stop. Total proof of lies. Where is the video? Are you there, sir?
Yeah, I'm here. The video, you can go on to YouTube, and you can just Google it. And you can get
What's it under? And I demand a retraction by BBC. I demand a retraction by the Associated Press. I demand it. Tell me the website. Tell me the name of the video.
If you go to wegotchanged.org, Alex, you go there right now, and you can scroll down.
You can see the lying pig. So tell us what happened next.
So then we were walking down, and he saw Anthony, and Anthony's with me right now, and he can tell you the part of the story, too. But all I can say, I'll put you over to Anthony now, Alex, but all I will say is he put his hand on my back, he proceeded to go around me, and he grabbed Anthony by the face and chased him. And here's Anthony now. He'll tell you the rest of the story.
Anthony, tell me what this destroyer of your sovereignty, this infamous traitor is doing.
Yeah, I was just doing the video camera, and like Keith, he put down the bullhorn after three words, and then they were talking, and the Rossa said to him, well, you don't need a bullhorn. And he said, no, we don't need to talk to this. And they're sort of like laughing for a little bit. And then when Mrs. Rossa went around Keith, I was there with the camera. When he seen me with the camera, he just started screaming, and he put his hand into my face. And then things just slowed down in my mind, and I thought to myself, do not let this man grab you for any reason. So I started running, And he started running after me, and I don't know, when I was just getting away from him, he seemed to trip or jump, and he grabbed onto my backpack and ripped the strap off my backpack. And then
oh, my God, stop. Ladies and gentlemen, there's video of this. I'm watching it right now as he talks. This guy assaults him in his face, chases him, rips his bag off, and by the time it's in the BBC and AP, it's that they stole his bag and assaulted him. You need to go file criminal charges on him with that video. You need to demand that notice BBC didn't give names. The BBC admits the police didn't do anything, showing they're a pack of liars. Are you not angry?
Yeah, well, I was very angry and shocked. Like, obviously, he was asked a question, you know, and Paris Hilton gets tougher questions than photographers.
Well, listen, I interrupted. I mean, I want to hear if you're mad about them lying and turning his assault of you into an assault of the EU, the precious sweetie cakes, slitting your sovereignty's throat, destroying your country. Now, let's go back here. Now, at this point, he's grabbed your backpack. He's fallen down in his frothing hatred. Tell us what happened next.
Yeah, so you can see in the video, nobody pushed him down. There's nobody behind him to push him. I was like about 3 foot in front of him when he jumped or fell down. And then a man restrained him for about 20 seconds. And then, like, this is the second part of the video which you haven't uploaded because the police told us maybe not to upload video. So in the second part...
Why did the police tell you? Why did they not tell you to upload it? To cover up for him?
Yeah, they said we might not be able to use video in court, so we only put half of the video on just to prove that we were innocent, because the paper said he asked for the camera to be put down, and then we pushed him to the ground. And you can see that's totally
I want you, you need to sue that newspaper, and the police don't do anything. You need to sue him civilly for assault and battery.
Yeah, the thing is that the Sunday Times contacted us and wanted to do an interview, and I spoke with the Sunday Times, Richard Oakley, and it turns out Rupert Murdoch News Corp owns the Sunday Times, and I uploaded the audio of that as well, the interview. But and I told them that we are 100% innocent. We're very happy to hand over the videos to the police. It completely clears us. We never touched them. But in the article that he printed on Sunday, it says that physically attacked him. It says Mrs. Rossett must be wondering why we are chained or physically attacked.
But again, when I read that article, it said police were there but didn't arrest you.
I flagged down the police. I seen a van going by. I phoned the police. Other people phoned the police. And I seen one coming by. I pulled down the police. And I have it on camera as well, me talking to the police.
This is an outrage, not just that he assaulted you in his hatred of freedom, but that he does. He hates your country's sovereignty. He wants to hand it over to those criminals in Brussels. Not just that that happened. And by the way, it's admitted there are a bunch of crooks stealing and thieving and taking people's freedoms both headquarters of the EU. This is just, but then they lie in the media and turn it into a victory for them. That's why the mainstream media are hated, because they're a bunch of dirtbag liars. Go ahead.
Yeah, and the question we asked him was, why did he vote not to respect Ireland's decision in the referendum? The EU Parliament actually had a crazy vote. They voted, will we respect Ireland's decision on the Lisbon Treaty if they vote no? And our Irish representative, he voted not to respect our vote, our decision.
Yeah, let's be clear. Saying that if Ireland doesn't want to join and give up its sovereignty, will Europe allow them to not join? See, saying they're dictators.
But the thing is that it's mostly propaganda, because the vote was not legally binding. It wasn't a legally binding vote, so it's just pure propaganda.
Well, I know I'm yelling and screaming because I think of Luke out there. Out there, when they come up on camera in New York and say, we're going to say you have bombs and put you in jail for terrorism, we're going to frame you. And those retired cops who work for Silverstein didn't go to jail for calling in a fake bomb threat. And with you, they've done the same thing. This guy assaults you. You restrain this mad heathen. It's on video. And the cops tell you don't upload the last half. They're doing that because they want to burn you. You demand that they cite this ruffian. Well, they're right back, ladies and gentlemen. They're in the Emerald Isle. of Ireland as the enemy operation is ground to a standstill against the people.
It is a big idea. A new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame. Blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
Are you fed up with all the side effects of chemicals in your shampoos and detergents? Even fragrances can signal some 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Hi folks, Alex Jones here. Why not go back to basics and be safe with Calvin Pure Soaps? They're all natural and you'll save some 85% the money you're spending for your cleaning products now. Marty Schachter founded Calvin Soap Company in 1947 and provided products for health institutions. Now, Calvin Soaps are available to you and me. Triple concentrated for all your cleaning needs. From bathing and laundry to dishes, hair, and more. No harsh chemicals. No animal testing. I use them and love them, knowing they're all natural and safe, and I save big time. Call Calvin Pure Soap at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091. Or log on to 5starsoap.com now for a free catalog. Again, that number, 1-800-340-7091 or 5starsoap.com for all your cleaning needs.
Terror Storm, a history of government-sponsored terror. Loose Change, Final Cut. Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement. The True Story of the Bilderberg Group. The Late Great USA. America, Freedom to Fascism. These are just a few of the hundreds of powerful documentary films and books available at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.com. When you visit prisonplanet.com, you can connect to our amazing online store. Whether you're looking for survival and wellness products like Berkey water filters, or you would like a book on the history of the Federal Reserve, we've got the most well-researched and documented titles, all available at prisonplanet.com. Or if you'd like, you can give the InfoWars store a call at 888-253-3139. Or you can view more than 1,000 titles in super high quality right now at prisonplanet.tv. Knowledge is power, and the information you need to effectively wake up your fellow man and fight the New World Order is available right now at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.tv. Join the InfoWar today.
All you men out there, you need to listen up. By the age of 60, one in two men already have a prostate-related health issue. What does this mean? It might be an enlarged prostate, difficulty going to the bathroom, and a diminished sex drive. Not a pretty picture. If you're a man, you need to give your body nutrition to support prostate health. There's no question about it. Many people hear this and they might think saw palmetto, but there's something so much better out there. It's called Beta Prostate, and it contains 3,000 times more healthy plant sterols than ordinary saw palmetto. So before you try anything else, try Beta Prostate. Ignoring your prostate's not going to make the problems go away. Taking Beta Prostate is guaranteed to provide effective, all-natural support. Dial 1-800-457-9914. That's 1-800-457-9914. Call now and find out how you can get a free bottle of Beta Prostate with your order. Dial 1-800-457-9914. Call now.
This is what the headline should read. The video's clear. I've watched it. Member of European Parliament assaults demonstrators. Has international media framed them for attack. Then under it, viciously assaults two men, chases one down, stealing bag. Media frames him. Oh, Valhalla, I am coming. I cannot handle it anymore. Folks, I'm not putting on anger. I am mad about this tyranny. We are Change Ireland. Fire out your websites for recruits to join you in the battle against those that would destroy your country's sovereignty. And tell me anything else that happens. So this guy snatches your bag away and frothing, and then the Times of London, the Sunday Times of London, Rupert Murdoch operation, calls you. You recorded the interview. I guess that's up on wearechange.org as well. I'm told Paul Watson's doing a big article right now on Prison Planet. These are your attack coordinates, ladies and gentlemen. InfoWar this out. Discredit the lying snake media again. Are you angry by being set up in the international media and national U.S. TV, everything, being set up for assaulting a member of parliament when he attacked you?
Hi, Alex. It's Keith back here. Yeah, we're completely outraged. And, you know, during the week, we were very nervous what was going to happen. We didn't know if he was, like, prosecuting us or he was going to be set up or whatever. But we are absolutely 100% innocent of what the papers are saying. And we have the videotape to vindicate us.
Anything else from your friend who was actually assaulted? Give us, I've talked to him before. Give us his full name for the article.
His name is Anthony Gibbons.
Any other key points for the article Paul Watson's doing right now?
Yeah, Alex, it's important to know I was behind Anthony when he was running, and I saw what happened from behind with the Rosses. And basically, like, you can see me right in the back of where the camera is. That's me closest to it. So I observed what he did. He chased Anthony around, and he was running him towards a window. Like, I mean, this window would have been around 10 feet high. And literally, like, something lethal could have happened in there if the two of them ran through the window. So what happened then was he kind of, like, maneuvered himself around the pillar and continued to run, and then the Rossi just latched onto his back, and then he wouldn't let go. It was like a tug of war match or something.
Well, that would have been a very embarrassing, if it was the headline, member of European Parliament assaults youths, steals bag, you know, went into a frothing rage of kleptomania. Why was he trying to get this bag? Why did he greedily want that for himself?
Alex, I think what happened was he noticed that he assaulted a person first, and I think that he knew that we had the videotape, so maybe he was trying to steal the bag in order to get the videotape off us. I don't know. But can I please note something that we found on Wikipedia about this man? It says he was politically active in Sinn Féin and the IRA from an early age and was interned in the Curra, which is a prison, from 1956 until 1959.
Well, by the way, you know those guys all work for the government at the top.
Like this guy, like I don't want to make any quotes or allegations at the moment.
No,
I'm saying that
it's come out in the news that the top of the IRA and Sinn Féin are British operatives. 90% of the time, I mean, he may not be.
Yeah, that has been admitted, all right. But the fact is, like, you know, the media over here has really kind of painted a picture completely opposite to what actually happened. And the funny thing is, like, there's people saying, oh, we deserve to be prosecuted and all this, and we mugged him. Like, there's people literally think that we mugged this man when they see the video
footage. But see, notice they're not charging you. That's how before I got you on, I didn't even know the video was on the web. I knew that it was really going to be him. I knew it. I just know the enemy. Oh,
yeah.
Sick. But, I mean, how could somebody be selling out his country's sovereignty and not be a lying punk?
Actually, Alex, this is very important to note. We pulled over the police. We pulled them over to the side of the street, and we were the ones making the report.
That's right. You called the police, and what do you get? Do you get justice? You get fraud!
And what happened was other members of the Irish Parliament who were part of that party were coming out of the venue where the debate was, and they were like going to the police. Oh, they were videotaping us without permission and stuff like that, trying to get the police to take the videotapes from us. So then what happened was we were kind of like giving our names and giving our addresses and all the general information the police had to know in case they wanted to contact us. And still to this day, Alex, it happened a week ago. They haven't called us whatsoever.
Yeah, they don't want those videos. And if I was you, I'd just go ahead and upload all of it. I wouldn't listen to them telling you don't upload all the video. Guaranteed, they may come in and raid you for that video later in an attempt to continue the cover-up. 9 times out of 10, they're corrupt. Now, the fact that they didn't take your cameras is a good sign. I tell you what, stay there. George Butler's coming on with the balance of the show. We also have a huge guest the last 30 minutes, ladies and gentlemen. What, you just, it's a surprise guest. I am fired up! We're going to beat these people! Ah! Ah!
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD. I'm the Nutramedical Report here on Genesis. Allicin's natural antibiotic from Alimax Nutraceuticals U.S. is a real thing. This amazing molecule is a stabilized antimicrobial antipathogenic killer from fresh, never-before-available garlic. Allicin molecule is biologically active against all bacterial pathogens, viruses, fungi, parasites, TB, and it kills flesh-eating bacteria, MRSA, Acinetobacter infections that ravage our everyday health. Taken daily, it removes these stealth pathogens, clearing our bodies of disease activators that cause chronic health issues, and means a much higher level of wellness for you and your family. Order today for fighting disease, turning on your immune system, activating infection-fighting properties against sinus, lung, bowel, skin, Lyme disease, nail fungus, colds, flu, ringworm, gum disease, diarrhea, athlete's foot, and cholesterol. Secure online ordering is available at NutriMedical.com or call 888-212-8871. That number again, 888-212-8871, the most powerful natural antimicrobial available.
You can trace every disease, every illness, and every ailment to mineral deficiency. That is a quote from two-time Nobel Prize winner Linus Pauling. Because fruits and vegetables in their raw form are better absorbed, retained, and utilized than if heated, the Champion Juicer is the best way to get your nutrients your body craves. The Champion Juicer chews the fibers and breaks up the cells of vegetables and fruits. This gives you more fiber, enzymes, vitamins, and trace minerals. Juicing a combination of raw fruits and vegetables is done. Documented to not only treat minor illness, but also is shown to reverse once thought incurable life-threatening diseases. Juicing with the Champion Juicer also promotes fast, healthy weight loss and pure body cleansing. Put the Champion Juicer to work for you and your family. Get creative with your juicer and add a grain mill attachment to make your own healthy, fresh flour. The Champion Juicer also makes great nut butters and frozen sorbets. The world's finest juicer, it's Champion Juicer. Ask for it at your favorite health food store online today.
Greetings, my name is Dr. Buell von Scheidt with the White Paper Chronicles from the main polluted stream media. I'm here to expose a fraud and an all-around un-American stinker. His name is Steve Schenck, his radio show called Fearless Radio. He says solution to all the craziness in America is just get independent and healthy so you can be fearless of all of the scary stuff you're not supposed to know about. Stay away from this stinker on website efoodsdirect.com. I warn you, don't do efoodsdirect.com. Don't dial 800-605-5868 for this dangerous program. 800-605-5868. You've heard what happens to a brain on drugs. Can you imagine what happens to a brain that has been shanked?
This is Steve. We take your independence very seriously. Come and find me on Fearless Radio. Call 800-605-5868 or on the web, efoodsdirect.com.
Finishing up with We Are Change Ireland, a peaceful group who's confronted members of Parliament, Bill Clinton, many others, about how they're selling out their sovereignty and about 9/11 being an inside job. And I learned today that last week it was in MSNBC, AP, BBC headlines about how this wonderful, sweet person who did nothing wrong was viciously attacked for no reason by a group of devilish hoodlums. You can go if you're a PrisonPlanet.tv member, you can see this headline right now on the document cam. Anti-EU gang assaults Irish member of Parliament, member of European Parliament. And it says they attacked him. They chased him down. They stole his bag. They tackled him. That's everything he did to them. And I didn't even know there was a video of this out, but I predicted in the office and then somewhat on air, though I didn't want to say it on air, I just said, I bet it's the other way around, that that's exactly what happened. But they cannot have that. They cannot have one of their people assaulting Irish citizens. So they have engaged in a huge lie. Going back to Keith Bryan and others, Keith, you guys finish up with any other key points that need to be made here.
Yeah, Alex, it's really important to note that if we can defeat this Lisbon Treaty, this is a huge blow to the globalist idea. Not only that, like, we've made a documentary. I used some Endgame footage in it. It's called End of Nations. So if people kind of, like, pick that up, even if you're American or if you're in Europe or whatever, just watch that documentary and float the forums and tell everybody about it. Because, like, this is the real deal. And not only that, Alex, if this treaty is ratified, it will create a new European Union with new powers. And not only that, the European Court of Justice can say what our rights are.
And I guess they can make, they can assault you and then say that you've done it.
Well, Alex said, in Article 52 of the EU Charter of Fundamental Rights, which will be brought in if you vote yes, Article 52 says that it can be limited. Our rights can be limited under a certain vague situation that they get to decide.
Well, that's just like the UN Declaration of Human Rights, Article 29 and 30 say you have no rights. So it's always the same MO.
That one, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, except this one is just a bit longer, more vague.
Yes. Well, gentlemen, I want to commend you both. Give out the Irish website there as you fight the New World Order.
Yeah, it's wacireland.org, wiseupjournal.com, and End of Nations on Google Video.
Okay, be very slow about that. We're going to put links up in the story, but people need to support you. You're under enemy attack. You have been chased down, assaulted, your bag stolen, and then all of it flipped around. This poor man did nothing, and these youths all beat him to a pulp and hurt him and cut him and stole the bag, and the police did nothing. And then you call up Rupert Murdoch's major paper. They call you, and you go, okay, here's the police. We call the police. Here's the video. And they're like, And then they go and they write an article saying the opposite. I think you've got, seriously, you need to get lawyers. You need to start proceedings. You have been slandered, sir.
Yeah, well, we called for a retraction from the newspaper. We emailed the editor.
We need BBC. It was the Sunday Times, correct?
That one was the Sunday Times, yeah.
Yeah, well, BBC, yeah. I mean, I'm showing people the headline right now. Anti-EU gang assaults Irish member of parliament. It says Irish former minister was knocked to the ground after a public meeting in Dublin on Monday night, according to Labour Party. Later, leader said that the MEP was confronted by a group of men who screamed abuse at him and knocked him over and pinned him down. Police confirmed that the attack, which left Mr. Rosa bruised and shaken, the Irish Republic is the only EU member state to have a public vote. Oh, can't allow the other slaves to vote on the Lisbon Treaty on June 12th. Labour is campaigning for a yes vote on referendum and has called for a calm and rational debate about the treaty. EU leaders signed the document in Lisbon last year with the aim of making EU institutions more efficient. More efficient getting the rabble out of the way. Now that the bloc is 27 member states, in his statement, Mr. Gilmore said a minority of people had tried to disrupt the meeting using ugly and intimidating tactics. Oh! And a shouting abuse through a loud hailer. I was greatly shocked by what happened to him. In a democratically elected representative must be free to walk the streets without threat of physical abuse. He must be free to walk around and chase people down, growling and ripping bags off of them while foaming at the mouth. I added that part. Police took statements from the witnesses, but made no arrest. Mr. De La Rosa is a well-known figure in the Irish Republic, having served as a cabinet minister in 1990s and as a member of Parliament since 1999. He was unavailable for comment. Ooh.
Oh, yeah, I have it on camera as well. When Mr. De Rosa came over, the first thing he said to the police was, "They filmed me without my permission." That's the first thing he said. Of the reason why it happened.
Well, he's a public figure. He's a public figure. He's not in a private place. He has no reasonable expectation of privacy. That's what they do when they cram cameras all over our cities watching us. You use that right back on him.
And then he held up his finger. It reminded me of like a little five-year-old boy. He held up his finger, which he scraped when he fell. He held up a scraped finger to the police.
He said, I hurt myself. I remember bullies that would come up and start fights with me, and then when they were getting put on the ambulance, they'd be trying to fill out reports that I assaulted them. But there were always witnesses. Again, they want to come up to you. They want to attack you. And then when they fall down in their frothing fit, they get mad at you. Go ahead.
Yeah, thank God he didn't grab a hold of me. It could have been a lot worse. I wouldn't wouldn't like that. And sorry, Kate wants to make a point. Hey, Alex, it's important to know, you know, he came over with a little bit of blood coming out of his finger. But in the papers...
Oh, no! No! Oh, no!
I'm sorry, go
ahead. But in the paper, one of the party TDs, they're basically just members of Irish Parliament, said that he had blood on his hands, as if in to make it worse than what it was.
Oh, my God! You know, what's this country coming to when a member of Parliament can't assault some young men? It's unbelievable. Oh, they ran from him. They should have knelt down to a lord and allowed him to stomp them in the heads so we could arrest them for assaulting him.
Yeah, but, you know, it's just basically over here, all the forums are full of that we attacked and we were the perpetrators and we're scum and we're
thugs. Oh, my God, it's deadly. It's a deadly, vicious attack on a member of the Parliament, a member of the European Parliament. Arrest these knaves immediately.
But notice the police couldn't arrest you because nothing happened, because it's staged. Absolute injustice. Give your websites out again slowly.
Alex, it's wacireland.org.
That's the website of these outrageous criminals.
And wiseupjournal.com. And if you want to Google search End of Nations documentary, you will find out that we kind of explain things much better. And the MEPs, the actually good representatives that represent the people, they come out and they detail their personal stories of the European Union and the corruption that's inside it.
All right, men, good job. I'm very sorry that I got on this a week late. This is just unbelievably outrageous, but that's why the mainstream media is losing all credibility. That's why the governments are losing all credibility, and I am very upset about this. There is a story up on prisonplanet.com that Watson has done covering this. I'm asking leaders to get this out everywhere. Media labels activist questions as gang assault on politician. Thank you for coming on, men.
Alex, thank you so much.
Take care.
Thank you very much, Alex.
Now, I'll tell Watson something right now. Have Nimmo change his headline. It's a good story, but to member of parliament. Oh, I just hit refresh. He did do it. Okay, he did change the headline. Good. MEP assaults activist. Media reports opposite in giant smear attempt. We have the video red-handed. This is a key weapon against the Times of London, the Sunday Times. A key weapon against the BBC. Just like when we caught them reporting how Building 7 fell 25 minutes before it fell, giving the exact story of how it then did fall. Little false scripting. No amount of BBC Building 7 movies will reprieve you, enemy operatives. Nothing will save you from your criminal activity. And I'm telling you right now, this is criminal to knowingly lie about these men, to knowingly lie and slander good men who are doing nothing more than defending their countries. See, I'm normal, folks. You yell and scream about football and baseball when your team loses or wins. I get mad about tyranny because my life's on the line in this. This isn't a joke or a game for me. This is tyranny. I know we got callers who've been holding. I know they're holding on both networks, on my board, and they're holding on the network board, and we're going to take your calls. I will tell you, we got somebody coming on about Raed Hamad, who I think was murdered. We'll see if people around him are scared, what they're willing to say. That's coming up in 1 hour. I apologize to George Butler, who I invited in, that he's had to sit here for 10 minutes while I'm ranting and freaking out. But, George, I mean, does this get you mad?
Yes, it does. It gets me damn mad. I mean, I'm sorry to use that word, you know, because I usually refrain from that kind of language. But, gosh, I have to use pretty strong language because, you know, you've trailblazed on many of these issues, and your energy is what's carrying this fight forward. It really is.
Well, it's all I can think about now. I can't do anything but this now. It's all I think about because I know we're coming down to the wire.
It's because you seek the truth, Alex. You really do, and your worldview is excellent in that area. It really is. It's a good one. It's right on.
Well, George, I'm probably going to have you sit in the near future. I got Burmese later this week sitting in because I am working on some projects and be out of town some. And you're a great talk show host in your own right with a weekend show here on the network. But before I go any further. I know you don't like talking about yourself, George, but I mean, you've done a lot of cool stuff, fighting the commies in Germany, and then you were in listening stations with the NSA and in Libya, and interesting background. And then your research is in a lot of the same areas, and the great guests you get on, like the Tibetan folks. And you just have a great show, and so I'm honored to have you as a friend. Where it's great to have you here in Austin, you and Bob Dacey and Tex Mars and so many other great folks that live in Central Texas, like Robert Galen Ross. But I want to really introduce you to my audience, who may not know who you are, and your website. Spend a few minutes talking about yourself, then we're going to get into some of the news items and take some phone calls.
Well, we broadcast on Genesis Communication Network. We have a show called The Secret Truth at thesecrettruth.com, along with co-host Charlotte Littlefield Brown. And as far as my background goes, I'm a lifetime citizen of Austin, was in the ASA, Army Security Agency, in Europe for 3 years, spent my last year in Berlin, West Berlin, and saw a lot of very ugly things happen there. I was 22 years old when I got out of the ASA, so I was pretty well educated in a certain narrow area of communication security and intelligence. And we saw a lot of tyranny there, and this is probably what's motivated me to continue this fight and to try to reveal the truth about this big mind war system that we're all susceptible to.
Mind war. That's what it is. That's what the Germans called it.
Yes.
You know, my parents just got back from southern Germany visiting some family that lives over there in the military. And they brought me that famous photo I'd seen before of right when they'd put up the barbed wire a few months after. And a German family got through, but the toddler got caught in the barbed wire. And the East German soldier opens the barbed wire and picks him up and lets him through. You ever seen that famous photo?
Yes, I have.
Oh, my. They gave me a big one. I got it hanging in my office wall now. And in fact, I think I'm going to hang it in here so people can think about it. You know, they took him, tortured him, killed him. He disappeared. But the fact is, people have got that choice to ask themselves now. I mean, they would just machine gun you. Tell folks about that wall.
That wall was something else. There was a lookout point at Bernauer Strasse when I was there in 1965. And on one side of the street were buildings that had been cemented up, both the doorways and windows. And across the top of the roofs was barbed wire. And that actually was the wall. The front of these buildings on one side of the street was the actual wall, which they tore down later to put in a stronger, more impenetrable type of structure, which they designed later, many years later. But at that time, it was a very, very hideous-looking wall. It was the buildings that had been cemented up across the street. And we would go downtown at the Kudamm, the Kurfürstendamm in West Berlin for drinking and celebrate, going out on the night, the nightclubs and so forth. And you could hear at night machine gun fire from that close. It was pretty close to the wall, the downtown area was. And you could hear machine gun fire and see trip flares go off at night.
As they were shooting people.
They were shooting people trying to get out to freedom. And this tyranny is something else.
And now they're turning America into one giant wall. And in Ireland, it's the same everywhere.
Yes, it's a scientific dictatorship. I think there were a couple of Collins brothers that wrote a book back a few years ago, and I think you've interviewed them, and they call it a scientific dictatorship, and they have really done this in very depth, and their expertise about how to control people through ideas and systems of thought is hideous.
And now in Canada, if they catch you without a fare, the police confirmed today that the punishment is being tasered for the poor people that don't have money. It's like $7 to use the subway. When you're caught sneaking on it without paying, your punishment now is to be tasered.
Gosh.
I mean, see how they're just announcing more and more?
When I was in London in 2006, it was like a maze, running through a maze through the underground and so forth, and they had everything thought out where you would get clipped going in and get clipped coming out. They had it all down to money, and they were milking everyone for as much as they could in that city, much less the country. They had it scientifically set up over there. And what I saw that really impressed me was sitting there with a group of ladies at Buckingham Palace there getting ready for the tour, is that the riches that they were putting on display so excited the women, especially women, because of all those gowns and all those different awards given to the queen, that what it does is appeals to the worst things in us.
Worshipping baubles.
Yes, yes, yes.
That stuff means nothing to me.
Yes, exactly.
I want to go camp up on the side of a mountain and see the stars. That's diamonds.
We can only have one God before us, or we can only worship one thing, either God or mammon, and we've gotten into a big, gigantic, worldwide mammon worship system of wealth.
I hate mammon. I don't even like the things I've got. They're a hassle.
Yeah, Wall Street a number of years ago came out with an investment kit for children. So they want to recruit people into that usury money making system from a young age, 10 or 12 years old, I think that this particular kit was designed for. So get them into the investment deal, collect interest, get that usury going and so forth. And so it's a mind system that's actually has been built around a money system of usury taking and paying.
It's just amazing. How much has America changed, you know, since you were back in the military back in the 50s, 60s?
When I was here growing up in South Austin, that's where I grew up and went to school here, it was a much more moral society. Drug use was frowned on by the peers. Anyone that was a drug user was a really scum, just a low life, and that's the way we looked at them. Coming into the beginnings of the Vietnam War and so forth, there was a liberalization,
which we now know is the CIA.
Yes.
Packages counterculture. Stay there, George Butler.
Yeah. Okay.
Everybody, we got a whole other hour, the first official fourth hour here on the Genesis Network. And I promise we'll get to some of your calls in the next hour for George Butler. He's got a whole host of things he'll be talking about with us today, and he'll be giving out his website as well. Stay with me.
It is a big idea. A new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward the world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
My cracked heels were always my nemesis. All my life, I've had dry heels and rough, thickened skin on the soles and sides of my feet. Then my podiatrist told me about Calyx ointment. I am amazed how fast and efficient this product is at softening the hard spots. Since using Calyx, the split and cracked skin on my heels is gone, leaving them smooth and healthy-looking. Calyx moisturizes my skin, and I no longer need to use a pumice stone on my heels. And the light peppermint scent keeps any funky scent at bay. My feet have never looked better in sand. And I am so grateful. I've been telling everybody about Calyx and wearing sandals again. Best of all, the jar lasts a long time, so it's economical. My podiatrist said that Calyx ointment was different. He was right. Calyx uses natural enzymes rather than acid to exfoliate and soften my feet. There's nothing more satisfying than finding a product that solves your problem. If you have dry, cracked feet, I recommend Calyx ointment. You'll find it in the foot care section at drugstores, mass retailers, and supercenters.
Spyville.com is your choice for everything spy-related. Stealth cameras cleverly disguised as items commonly found around the home, night vision cameras, covert phone and voice recorders, powerful binoculars, security systems, and more. Find hidden cameras wherever you go with a small handheld spy finder and locate hidden transmitters with one of our bug detectors. Spyville.com also carries a wide variety of night vision scopes, allowing you to see in the darkest of conditions. Protect your home and business with our complete line of security cameras, made to fit any situation. We also carry a large selection of personal security devices. Keep your personal belongings secure using our hidden safes made out of everyday household items, including an outlet safe and even an underwear safe. Go to spyville.com, that's SPYVILLE.com, or call us today at 866-779-8455. That's 866-779-8455. Use promotional code GCN007 and receive a 5% discount when ordering online. Spyville.com, where your personal security and well-being is our goal.
George Butler is my guest for the next hour and 5 minutes. Fourth hour about to start on the GCN Radio Network. You can listen on the network streams or go over to InfoWars.com to our streams. If you're a PrisonPlanet.tv member, you get them in 64 kilobit audio. If not, you get it in 32-bit at InfoWars.com. The network offers it in 16. You can listen over there if you'd like to listen in a lower bit rate. And if you're a PrisonPlanet.tv member, again, you can see the video cameras, the document cams, everything we've got. George Butler, what do you want to get into first in the time we've got here?
Well, when you were talking about the one world, I mean, the New World Order and all that, a name seemed to pop up in my head, and that name would be Kurt Lewin, L-E-W-I-N. And what he was a German-born psychologist and sociologist that founded an idea of a force field theory, and he actually was pioneering in this in the mid-1940s, 1947 actually is when he died. But he came through England and did some work with the Tavistock Institute and then came over to America. He got into group dynamics and things like that, but also this field theory is all important for us to begin to try to understand what we're caught up in. We're surrounded by electromagnetic radiation, and streams of light, you could say, are ideas, and they become implanted in us. They're streamed to us.
Now this is what the elite actually believe.
Yes, they do this.
It's the group consciousness, and they've done tests where they'll have monkeys 10 miles away from another group of monkeys, and when they teach the other monkeys how to do something, suddenly the others learn.
Yes, that's called quantum entanglement. In fact, that's an idea or a dynamic that where you have instantaneous communication between those two.
Yes, it's the 100 monkey. Same thing of like you're in the woods and you know somebody's watching you, and you go over the hill and there they are.
Yes,
it's the sixth sense. But this is what they believe. Government documents. Even if you don't believe it, listeners, they believe it. Just like the crazy rulers of the world, John Ronson's new TV show. You know, has all these top generals, the head of Fort Bragg, where they believe they had troops killing goats with their minds.
Yes, much of this is in the head. The ideas are used and planted and streamed into us and then manipulated from media sources and things like that. It's a great mind wash, mind game.
Well, let's
mind,
get into the authoritarian personality, too. Go ahead. You got the floor.
Okay.
Go.
The authoritarian personality type, the Frankfurt School was a school founded by neo-Marxists in Frankfurt, Germany in the 30s. And there were some of the greatest minds at the time. And in their studies and so forth, one of the ideas they came up with was what they call the authoritarian personality type. And they used this, and from that was parlayed what they call the F factor. And the F factor had to do with fascism. And that's what makes it interesting in a way, because these people are backed in a way by the very fascists that are running the world themselves. So they're running both sides.
Yeah, communism and fascism.
Yes.
Black uniforms, secret arrest, FEMA camps. They only give us a false choice of fascism or communism.
Yes. What came out of this, the group that came out of this was a very libertine, very liberal type of thinking that penetrated our universities with some very libertine thoughts, and eventually sexual, a liberation of sexuality and so forth was something that really permeated our universities.
But they said only to do that to pacify the public, so they're busy playing and partying.
Yes.
They had documents in the 60s in the U.S. saying, we're going to have a drug culture from 61, and then they drove around with the government buses with the LSD. And
yes, what feels good, do it. Ken Kesey had a bus, and he was driving it all over. It was painted with flowers and everything on it, and he had LSD being distributed from that bus all over America. Drop acid, drop out. That was Timothy Leary's.
Turned out the FBI.
Yeah, but that was a very similar type of thinking. Do your own thing. Take a little acid.
By the way,
go on a trip.
In the 50s, the owners of Time Lab Books, they were all having LSD parties.
Yes.
So the point is, you think you're rebelling against them using this stuff. The point is, they created it all. They run it all. George Butler.
Yes, they do.
Stay there. We'll be right back with the fourth hour. This is the maiden voyage. I hope you'll be with us for the fourth hour here on the Genesis Network. We'll be back in just 70 seconds with George Butler. And then we have some of the folks involved with Reed Hamad to try to find out if he was murdered coming on.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Now.